The University of Illinois seemed to have been holding up well under the state budget standoff. So it was big news that the school's flagship, Urbana-Champaign campus, is considering layoffs later this year. Word of the potential cuts came as hundreds of people rallied for higher education in the Capitol building. The rally comes the week after Western Illinois University announced 110 more layoffs. Western employee Sheila Cook drove down from Macomb with her son Max to participate in the rally. She says she has to find another job.
I'm very frustrated with the budget impasse issues, and I received a 30-day layoff notice as of yesterday.
What makes the news about possible layoffs at U of I so alarming is that it has more financial resources than other public universities. With a substantial endowment and a pool of wealthy alumni, it's less dependent on state money. But Western, Eastern, Southern, and Chicago State, all of which have laid off staff or threatened to do so, serve large populations of low-income and minority students. They also educate many older and first-generation college students, like Darren Martin. The 36-year-old is a senior at Chicago State studying early childhood education. He won't graduate for another year because he has to complete his student teaching, if he can find the money. He was using state tuition assistance, known as MAP grants, to help cover the cost until a budget is passed.
The part that I owe would be covered by MAP grant if there was a budget passed, but unfortunately it hasn't been a budget passed. So I've had to ask my mother, who's 73, my auntie, who's in her 70s, to help fund my last part of my education.
Chicago State might soon close if state funding doesn't come soon. It's already compressed the current semester by eliminating spring break and will hold its graduation ceremony next week. Emily Miller with the advocacy group Voices for Illinois Children says the lack of state funding is particularly hard on students who depend on MAP grants.
So if you remove their access to higher education, you're really removing the option of higher education for an entire class of people.
Miller says beyond Chicago State, other schools may soon run out of money. She says once they close, they're almost certainly gone for good.
If there are no revenue solutions and there is no money to pump into higher education, they will go under. That is not a possibility. It is going to happen.
Even though the University of Illinois seems to be in better shape, U of I senior Mitch Dickey says the budget impasse has faculty leaving Illinois for opportunities elsewhere.
I actually saw one of my old professors in the airport. He works at Texas because of all the stuff that's been happening in the state.
Illinois lawmakers are considering a couple stopgap measures to prop up public universities for a few months. But neither plan would give universities anywhere near the amount of money they've been waiting on since last summer. I'm Sarah Mueller.